Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Diagnosis. In our previous episode, we talked with Mr. Cullen, a nutritionist, about a diet for a diabetic. So check that out if you're interested. Today we are going to talk about the intriguing story of Mary, who is facing a tough disease called multiple sclerosis, or MS for short. Mary, would you like to tell us all about your case?
Living with MS has certainly taken a toll on my life. There are days that are overwhelming and others where I completely forget that I'm even sick. I have the type of MS called relapsing remitting. This means that there are times when I have attacks. On these days, my symptoms flare up and often cause the most stress on my mental and emotional health. But on my good days, my symptoms are reduced or completely disappear for a while. Although it is not easy to live with this disease, my family and friends are constantly helping out and making things easier for me.
As an older sibling, what kind of daily challenges does a person with MS go through that you've had to step in and help Mary with?
The challenges I face with being a relative to Mary is usually different every single day. Some days, she will be almost completely fine, and others, she will have different types of episodes, ranging from depressive episodes to pain episodes, or even episodes where her vision is completely terrible and I have to assist in her daily life.
Basically, what multiple sclerosis is, it's a disease that affects the human brain and spinal cord. It damages the myelin sheath that covers and protects your nerves. Due to having damage in the myelin sheath, it slows down and may sometimes block the communication throughout the body. The myelin sheath layer is a fundamental part of the nerves because it's what helps send the messages throughout the body and to make them work. This is why she feels weak, fatigued, she has blurred vision, and etc. All of this is caused by the brain and does not receive signals from the body fast enough or at all.
What do the statistics say about MS? What age or gender is it most common in?
A common time period when MS really starts developing is while someone is between 20 and 40 years of age. Most of the time, this disease is mild, but there are some cases where people have lost some abilities throughout their body. While there really is no cure, there are some medications to help slow down the process of MS and to control the symptoms they might have.
These treatments include disease-modifying drugs, which is a specific treatment targeted towards patients with relapsing remitting MS. Another common drug to treat MS is called beta interferons, which ease the frequency and severity of flares. In this podcast, we discuss Mary's case, which her symptoms include dizziness, fatigue, blurred vision, and weakness. Based upon this list, our initial diagnosis was chronic fatigue syndrome, but upon further inspection, we concluded that Mary has MS. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget to come back next week for our next podcast. Thank you.